morning is dedicated to Nishras B'chiras Shol and El Grande Chai. Last week, we started discussing a case where someone goes into a store and they're in the middle of mapping, they didn't take the proper precautions. A person slips, goes into the store, he slips on the floor, and he gets damaged, he breaks his, he needs surgery. And the question was, is it heinous v'chayiv midin Torah? And the second question, which we didn't have time to go into yet, is there a concept that a person, again, American mentality, is the first time someone gets damaged, he wants to sue in court. Shkafukana midin Torah, is someone allowed to sue someone for damages? Just going to briefly view that midin Torah in these cases, there's a lot of stodim why a person should be potter. We mentioned, although the Torah is mechayiv, a bor v'shusay, even if I have a mishal of a bor in my own rishus, the Torah is mechayiv me to have a mishal. But that depends, we mentioned last week, that the case of Shulchan Aruch, which is called a bor v'shusay, is I put it in tzidei v'shusay rabin, I put it alongside v'shusay rabin, I painted a fence alongside v'shusay rabin, now someone else goes and falls into the fence and he gets paint on him, or something along those lines, he slips into a bor, which is the tzidei v'shusay rabin, or as masker, the rishus around the bor, where a person now could fall into. We mentioned this discussion last week in the Aruch HaShulchan, as to whether or not when I allow someone to come into my rishus, if that automatically is a Kabbalah Shmira on him or not. We said, Kipshutai, by a case where it's a store, there is a Kabbalah Shmira. But again, I'll feed the interior very often, you'll be potter on the damage which comes out of a bor, because he mentioned that there's a tour, the Gemara makes a Joshua, as a tour on Kalim, and are responsible for damage which happens to an object, and we said anything besides the Baal Chai is Nichlal Neptur of Kalim. Second of all, we're only responsible on damage which is caused to a person, and even though damage is caused to a person, we mentioned that there's different Chiyuvim, there's a Chiyuv al Nezek, which means how much he was devalued based on the damage which happened. The Pashas of Tur of Shevet, Zvifli, Boishas, all these things are being potter. Now obviously if a person would want to Lahabdol go to a court, they want to sue, there is a responsibility for all those things, and the question is one permitted to go ahead and to sue in court to sort of recoup the damages which occurred then? So at any time you're dealing with going to Arkoyas and going to sue someone, there are two shayos which have to be dealt with. The first one is it permissible to go to court? You're allowed to go to court. We know that Avocha is, the Mechaber, the Simchot Vov, the Paskins. Also, Lodim et Nei Yakim, the Yonei Yakim. It's also to go to court, you're not allowed to sue someone, you're not allowed to go down in front of Goyim, Arkoyas Shalahem. Afilu b'din, Shadona b'din Yisrael. Even if the Arkoyas, even if the court system would go up Hidim Torah, it's also Afilu b'sratza by Baladin. Even if both sides agree to go to court, also, the Chol Avol Lodim et Nei Yakim, Hareza Rosh, Yitzchak is a very strong Rosh, the Rosh, the Chilachirik, the Gidei, the Heirim, the Teres Moshe Rabbein Ol Vashal. One of the most homotic Yisurim, which Amal Kabiyoiva, is a tremendous Chol Hashem, which comes out, that people are not Meshuggah, that they think they are allowed to go to court, both sides agree, it's rather also to go to court. There are those who make the argument that when you're suing someone in court, and everyone understands that the insurance is ultimately going to be the one who's picking up the tab, and you're not suing him personally, although maybe he's named in the suit, but since everyone understands that really what you're going after is the insurance company, and if the person's not going to be responsible, you're not necessarily going to go after the other party. Very often when it comes to even small cases, you have an automobile accident, and the person doesn't even show up to court. The insurance company takes it over, they send the lawyer, they take care of everything, and the person doesn't even show up. So it could be that the understanding, again, not saying everyone agrees to this, but a lot of places can hold, that there's no history of leilach la'arkayus when you're dealing with an insurance company, because the insurance company is responsible. The insurance company has a responsibility. And it's not cool that I'm suing a yid, although technically his name on the suit, but it's not a suit against him, because everyone understands that what I'm after is that the insurance company should pay. So it's not cool that I was a miyaker, at least when I was a miyaker, that there's a counter besides the third, there's another governing body, Chassid Shalom, that they decide what's right and wrong and what's fair and not fair. But even now, I'm not a goalkeeper, just insurance company not coming to a resident, so therefore I have no choice but to go to court. But everyone understands that it's not called suing another yid, and in reality it's called suing a guy because I'm suing the insurance company. That's the first part about the deal of Leila Farkas. Again, the Arpais people ask it based on this, but Arpais can hold it. It's permissible based on the slur that it's cool that I'm suing a guy, although I'm naming in the suit a year. The other part of it is that maybe it's also because I'm causing the person damage. I go ahead and I sue the person. Ultimately, if the suit is successful, his premium is going to go up. So it's cool that I'm mazik the person I degrama.
person of Yidden Torah take case of a borrower where he's puffed up Yidden Torah, and I'm going to sue him, I'm going to collect damages, and because I collect those damages, when he goes for renewal on his insurance, his premium is going to go up. So it's not called a mazik the Yadayim, and I'm directly causing damage, but it should be a grama ben azokim. It's also an order to cause some indirect damage, and the fact that I have a successful suit, now the person is, the premium is going to go up, it could be it's also because that's called that I'm damaging the other person, Yidden Torah is father, because I'm suing the person, it comes out that I'm causing his premium to go up. There are poskim, and I wouldn't say to rely on this, but there are poskim that hold that it's not even a grama because really he doesn't have to get insurance the next year and he does not mechuyev to do it. In fact, he wants to take it out himself, so it's even less than grama. But kapshuta, the starting point should be that it's considered a mazik. I'm causing damage to the person by suing the insurance company. If you want to say it's to get it to the insurance company and I'm trying to sue him, but I'm causing damage to another year because his premium ultimately doesn't go up. So although I have a right maybe to sue the insurance company, it's only through because I have the insurance. To get a policy, and I'm the policy holder. So when you're suing against my policy, you're causing me damage, and it should be awesome. So if I would go ahead and pay the premium, and a person would agree, then it would be a shayach. Because they're right. The whole hezek is, they're not with mazik, and I'm not shalom necessarily. But there is, we had cases where they came to Bezdin, and they came to an agreement that he's going to pay the premium. I don't know if it's legal or not. It happens to be the cases that came in front of Bezdin, the lawyer drafted something, and he said it was legal, if he identifies it, and he's willing to pay back. Now, I'm not going into it to whether or not it's legal, I don't know. If it's illegal, then it's a different child, but assuming that it would be legal for you to pay him the difference of how much his premium would go up, then it could have really taught that the person agrees, so there's no matter. Person agrees, and that's what should happen very often. If another youth could help another, could help someone. And if a person really could go to an insurance company, the insurance company is going to pay out a large payment, and a person is willing to pay him back and to make him whole for the damage which it caused him, even though it's very hard to be able to figure it out, because the way that insurance works, it's very hard to know exactly how much the premium went up as a result of this, and it would have gone down. There are a lot of different factors that go into it, but assuming that he's willing to make him whole, they come to an agreement as to how to make him whole, then the Hanami, you have to deal only with the Shiloh if it's a cool Darkoyas. And then most poskim seem to be Nakel and say that it's not cool going Darkoyas because everyone understands that you're going after the insurance company.
The insurance company is raising a risk, it's a higher risk.
It's a good question. I heard this happen from Zalman Nechemia. He wants to say this happened. Really, he's a bigger risk because take a case of a car accident. He became a bigger risk. He drove not like a man. He had to pay out a premium. And so he says, if I let someone know something, if I'm moisture mom in the Yisrael, because it's something which he really owes, but I'm doing it for my own gain, then it's mutter. So the only argument connected that is if they don't pay out, then they won't raise his rates, even if they know he's negligent. So he's saying the reason why they raised the rates, I don't know the Matthias, but my understanding is that they raised the rates only if there's a payout. If you say that the insurance company is Medina, that means they have a right to raise his rates, and they would have raised his rates had they known, they shouldn't know about it, I informed them, and now because of that, I just informed them with something which is true. He happens to be a bigger risk, he doesn't drive his car like a mansion, that's why his payment goes up, or he leaves birds and just around, so he leaves it on his property, so his homeowner policy should go up. So then you can make that argument. If they only raise the rates because there's a payout, so it's hard to make the argument that you're making. Yeah? I heard this far from Rosanna Sam, but I don't know if the Matthias, maybe next row that's the Matthias. I don't think that the Matthias like that in America. What? No, but he's saying that it's not Moisir because I'm doing it to my own gain. I'm doing it because I want to make I'm informing them that he's someone who doesn't take care of his property or someone who doesn't drive his car right. I'm not doing it because I want to give over his money. I'm doing it because I want to gain for myself. I want to be able to collect some insurance. And the insurance company really does owe me the money because they have a policy that if he does the damage, he owes it. So there maybe could be an argument, but I don't think the Matthias is true to why you could rely on that heter based on the fact that they only raise the premium because they have a payout as opposed to case because he did something wrong.
But fundamentally, this concept that you're considered mazik here, I mean, what if in Jewish law, you're casting on it, and then now he's going to have to say, hey, are you a mazik? Because
if he didn't tell you, he owes it. Over here, if he didn't tell you, he's possible. But going in cases, obviously, if he didn't tell you, he owes you because he caused you the damage, and there's nothing wrong with going to the insurance company collecting what's rightfully yours. That we're discussing cases where if he didn't tell you, he'd be possible. And again, it's very hard. So last week, the Turim on Bor are very, there's extreme limitations on the Chiyuv of Bor. So there are various Ethereum which we discussed in the past as to certain cases that it is permitted to sue the insurance company. Now, a lot of places are out there, Bloy, Sechoshin, I believe they had a shir of Gancon, a lot of other, for example, Shafran, others use this type of a heter, that a person is allowed to sue in the case where there's a car accident. Again, I'm being maxim that although we're going through certain aterim over here, each case could be different, no one could rely on this. But they want to say a svaro like this. The rules, the government has regulations that you cannot drive a car on the public road unless you carry insurance. So a person has a choice. He doesn't have to drive a car. If a person wants to make himself, to use the roads and avail himself to what the government is allowing him to drive a car on public streets, he has to agree to certain conditions. They could put up a toll. They could say that you have to pay, if you want to go on this road, you have to pay money. Or they could say another rule. They could say that the only way you're allowed to go on the road is if you carry insurance and let someone sue. So it's a rule of the road that the only way you're allowed onto it is if you agree that someone should be able to carry insurance. Obviously, carrying insurance entails that a person could go after that insurance. So the main rule is by agreeing to drive, by driving on the road, you're sort of saying, listen, if I cause you damage, although if he didn't turn, the person might be potter because it was a grammar, it was a bar, whatever the cheshbon is, why if he didn't turn, it was potter. But since bidinei and yichayev, and bidinei they required me to let you have to carry insurance in order to go after, they want to say it's as if I made a condition with you that you could go, I don't mind if you sue my insurance company, it's not called a grammar of an azarkin because I agreed to let you sue, and that's why I went onto the road. The other question, when you said you asked Bill Frank in the Shiloh, and he said that you're not allowed to be signed up on this, he said, maybe I'll let you go on the road. I never agreed you should let me sue. That's the condition. They have to carry insurance. It doesn't mean that you're allowed to go ahead and sue me. So there is an argument connected to Svara, but again, this is a tremendous machlokes in the Poskim as to whether or not there's a concept that because there's a rule of the road is that you have to carry insurance. It's a law that you have to carry insurance without the sort of say that I'm allowed to now sue the person based on that. But I don't think they raised the rate just because you're an accident. They don't have a payout. You didn't buy the Matthias. Again, I'm not telling you what the Matthias is. My understanding of the Matthias is that if there's no payout, they will not raise your rates. Even if you're an accident. Again, I'm not telling you what the Matthias is. But if the Matthias is that they would raise it anyway, then you have his floor, then maybe that if they raise it anyway, there's no matter. You have to come on to any floor if they know about it. It's a question of the Matthias, the Matthias. I don't think that's the material. I'm not telling you for sure, but I don't think that's the material. Another case, there's a svara, similar svara for Ramel Shafran, and others, Chaim Cohen says a svara also. They hold that cases where a person is a doctor or a lawyer, you're suing a professional, a builder, these type of cases. In these type of cases also, they hold that it's mutter to sue for malpractice, or it's mutter to the members of France, so they're not going to allow to sue malpractice, it would come to juktim of that. People, they want to take a chayit, they won't take care of their patients properly. But he says, as far as similar, as far as a person needs a license. A doctor cannot operate unless he has a license. Now, one of the conditions that when you operate under a license is that you have to carry malpractice. So any time that the government mandates that the condition of the license is that you're going to carry insurance, that a builder in New Jersey has to carry a certain amount of insurance, a doctor, a lawyer, a lot of professions, that the requirement for one to carry insurance. So you want to say that if you're operating under that license, and the only way to be able to do it is, so any time you're operating and you're using that license in order to work, it's as if you were agreed to tell me that, listen, I have a license, and I have part of the conditions in terms of a license, no one goes to a doctor if he wasn't licensed. A person agrees that part of the conditions of operating a license, that if I end up damaging you, even though if you didn't tell you, I'll be partner. I'll be denehem, I'll be chayim, as if I allow the person to go ahead and to sue me. That's another story, similar to the story of that going on to the road. They're saying a similar story that when any time a person operates under a license, a person's allowing the other person to sue, and it's not cool that I did something, it's not cool wrong, then it's often, because if you told me before I walked into the doctor's office, that if I end up damaging you, I'm going to allow you to sue me. That's why I separated the two childs. There's one child about our colleagues, and we could say that, well, I'm suing the doctor. No one's really going after the person. Everyone understands that it's insurance, and everyone's being mischeches with the insurance company. To file a personal judgment against the Nevada of the Oscar. And it's to take an award, a personal that, the shaila is, if you could somehow say, and I'm not saying everyone agrees with it, but assuming that you could say, that when I file a suit in court, I'm going after an insurance company, which is the understanding, I can hear the smoke, the understanding is everyone understands that you're going after insurance. The first question the lawyer will ask me is how much his policy was, the suit based on. Everyone understands what's really happening is this person going after insurance, and if the person would go to Bezdin on his personal thing, the insurance company won't even pay out the claim. Everyone understands in order to get an insurance company, you have to sue him, but I'm not really suing him, I'm suing the insurance company is going, so therefore I'll be allowed to sue them. So this is again a similar story that I'm mentioning. Well, it's an interesting, we had an entire one, an interesting case where someone built a building. He was really Ikea residential, but there was a yeshiva that needed a building, and he had a son in that yeshiva, so he was offered to do it for free. He built the building for free, came to Chanukah Sabayas, there were no dancing by the Chanukah Sabayas, and the whole floor bottled. The crack, and then you get sometimes what you pay for, and that's what happened. So the Shiloh was, can they sue? They wanted to sue, they really were going after the subcontractors, but they had to sue the builder also. And the builder was saying, you're going to raise my premiums. I'm not allowing you to sue me. The premiums are going. Here's a very interesting Shiloh. He was a builder, so normally a builder you have this law that required of the law to have insurance, but here he was doing it for free. So do we say that he was operating under the license and he was matching him to go ahead and to let him sue him, or no? In a normal case where I work for you and pay me out, so then the relationship is that I'm operating under my license, therefore you have a right to sue me. I ask this question again. Then there are, not in the past, I spoke to Shlomo Miller, I spoke to other person. Shlomo Miller held that the Iker, you're allowed to go after a builder. He said in this case, he held it was also. Because the person wasn't operating under his license, he was doing it as a favor, and it wasn't necessarily that you was masha, and let the person go ahead and sue me in this case. Again, the dean in all these cases, as I say, sometimes every single case could be slightly different, but there is a concept that a person is allowed to sue against someone who operates under a license. So when dealing with a borrower going after homeowner's insurance, you don't have the two scores which you mentioned. A person is not required to have homeowner's insurance. A person often has homeowner's insurance. Sometimes it's required from them by the mortgage company. They won't give him a mortgage unless he has that. But it's a license. They don't need it. If I pay out, I don't have a deal with the mortgage company. The mortgage company is not a real baldover to make me have an insurance. They just, if I want to get a mortgage, then I have to have insurance. But there is no requirement for someone to have it. So in these cases, you lost the heter of their employer. These heterim are not applicable. And it's very schwer to say that someone in the lot actually goes to someone for this. But in four cases, it's through the homeowner's policy, because what's the heter? At the end of the day, you're causing the person damage by the fact that his premium is going to go up. And you don't have these previous heterim. I did see a sort of, some people want to say that if it's a hotel or if it's a public place that you do business with, and understanding of everyone is that they carry insurance, then maybe that's also them actually, they agree on what they say explicitly in the Akhenu sign. But again, these criteria are very shreya. Then halacha l'maisa, it's very, when he's back, it's very hard to be samech on the shittas, and if someone falls on a bar and there's a reshus, to go ahead and pursue in these cases, it's very shreya, unless you make, like I said, you can make an agreement with the person before, that you'll somehow work out if his premiums go up. But in the absence of that, although there are poskim, and I'm not saying that lavochah that's pasha, you could be centered on that, but although there are poskim, and there's much more pasha in the cases of a malpractice suit, or the case of automobile accident, there will be much more of a tzad to say that it will be permissible for someone to sue someone in court to go after the insurance. But in cases of the slip and fall cases, it's very hard to come up with a hefty to say that it will be mutter for someone to sue in these cases. What do you mean?
They wanted it fixed, or they wanted it.
No, no one got hurt. They were suing for a lot of money. More than he was claiming he's not responsible to fix it. So that's a separate deal. He said, if I'm responsible, he was going to send the kid to Bezdin. He said, if I'm responsible to fix it, I'll fix it. I have a responsibility. It's questions of Shemachinam. Did he do Uman Shekilkel? There's a whole sugi about that. Is he chayiv? Is he not chayiv? Is he a Shemachinam? Is he a Shemachinam? That whole went into it. He said he didn't take a penny for it. He asked him if he got a tax deduction for it. Maybe they'll make him a Shemachinam. He said he didn't. There's a whole deal over there. There's two different questions. There's a responsibility that I might have. There's a responsibility. Yes, because you have to sometimes do a job right. If you're negligent, it's going to be free. I can't be negligent. Uman Shekilkel is a sugya, Biskar, not Biskar. There's a whole system in the Shulchan Aruch about this. But what are responsibility? What are not responsibility?
I don't know spending money more.
No. At worst, they have to do a job. I spent money. I went and built the building, and I spent money based, and you told me that I should do this, I should do that. I mean, the case was, he poured extra concrete for those extra. I mean, he didn't know what he was doing, and he ultimately caused them damage. And if he... No, he didn't charge. Obviously, the building was paid for by that. I think he didn't charge him for his work. They paid for the actual thing.
No.
He did. Part of his donation was that he worked, that he oversaw the project for free. The contract. His contract was free. He didn't charge anything for that, but obviously all the bills were paid from the insurance. Okay, you're right. Fine. So that's the deal in Negeya insurance. Let's go back to the sugya which we learned this week about. Deals with Matkin and Zokov, La'acha, and the Philosophers, and the Philosophers. So the Mishnah discusses a case like this. Before I go, let's go through a case. It's a very interesting case, about a few months ago. Someone had a trampoline in his backyard, and it came a few months ago. There was one night, a tremendous storm came suddenly, and it blew the trampoline out of its place. He hadn't anchored it properly. At first, damaged his neighbor's gate, and that eventually made its way into Shusharab. So we have the Shiloh. First of all, he's responsible for the gate, which was blown, or there was a roof shade in the but it blew into his neighbor's gate. And eventually, it ended up in Shusharab. Now, there was a good Samaritan was walking by. He saw that there was a bar over here. He saw that there was something that someone might trip on. So he went and he moved it over to the side of Shusharab. He didn't move it in a place where it can't cause any damage. What he did is he moved it over, but he didn't move it over fully. He moved it over to the side of Shusharab. He figured no one will trip over there. And eventually someone came and tripped in that spot. So Pasha fell off, and the first person is Potter, and the second person is Chayev, although he was trying to be helpful over here, and he sort of mitigated the possibility of the bore causing damage. Still he'd be Chayev, and we'll go through the Makaris for this. Okay. Like this. The Mishnah said like this. Mishnah Rakata Vishusharab. Someone's walking in Shusharab, and his cart, he was carrying a jog in Shusharab, the hook looked after the Mayim, he dropped his cart, there was water that came out of it, and a person slipped on the Mayim, Shlomo Charisus, and he was on Miskav and Chai, and Miskav and Pach. Now, running out of time, I go quickly to the Shulchan Aruch, so we'll explain this halacha. What comes out from the Mishnah is like this. If someone is walking in Shusharab, and he drops an item in Shusharab, so it depends. If the person was walking in a way which was negligent, and walking carelessly, he was holding an item, too many items, and he was careless in the way he was carrying the item, and it fell as a result of his negligence, then the halacha is he's responsible, the shaft and the fila, when it actually falls, there might be other mazik, might be esh, depending on the situation. But even after it lands, a person has a responsibility as bar. It created a bar, when he dropped the thing, it's his negligence which created the jug to drop, where it created the situation where the water is now, or oil, something in Rosh Hashanah, where a person could easily fall on, and he's responsible, even if he decides to be mafkin, he says, listen, I'm leaving it over here, it's not mine anymore, I'm mafkin the zakat. If it's la'acha and the filas pshira, if it's after a time, and he's already responsible because he created the bar, it doesn't help anymore to be mafkin, and that's always his responsibility. If the person would want to, would be walking in a normal fashion, and someone else made a bar, or something happened, the ground wasn't even, and he didn't realize that it happened, and he tripped, or according to some Rishonim, having tripping is just a rabbit, and this fell at Bach Peshaya, which I'm not going to get into now. But if the person fell in a fashion which is not a normal case, we call it Nefilas Einus, he felt it was beyond his control, where he ended up falling, did Allah was different. Since the bar got created, now still slipped on the ground, it was not his responsibility, because it was Einus. He was walking in Rosh Hashanah, but now he tripped and it fell. It wasn't in his control. So the bar got created, not Ayyidei, a Kriya, that's not called a Kriya's bar. He's not responsible for the initial action. Elamai has a responsibility, the concept of Havelim Luya, Veloy Maya, command the Kayadam, has a responsibility to pick it up afterwards. But here, halacha is that if he decides to be Machbet, he relinquishes his idols before, let's go, this Choykus of it has to be right away or a little later, but if he is Machbet, let's take it simple, that he's Machbet right away, right when he sees that it fell down, the jug is broken, the water he doesn't need, and he says, I'm Machbet, halacha is that I'm puzzled. Although a day my actions got created, if it wasn't a pshir, if it wasn't a negligence in creating the bar, and the bar doesn't belong to me anymore, then the halacha is that I'm puzzled. It's a concept of Machbet, the zot of lach, and the filas einus that you puzzled. But Shem will see next week, maybe we'll deal with it. What happens if someone's tree falls into his neighbor's thing? It also should be a concept of mafkin as well, because it has a slightly different halacha. But the regular case, if a person is walking with Shusar Abba, and he drops something, and then he decides to walk away from it because I don't need the pieces, the glass broken all over the floor, he doesn't need the glass bottle anymore, he doesn't need the soda which spilled, the halacha would be that he's back in public. That is a chiv bidei shemayim. It's the wrong thing to leave a michshol of shasir amas. The Rambam explains that my machin is locha machvilus oynes is chayv bidei shemayim. But bidei adam, the locha is that you pater. And Mechaber in Siman Tok Yud Beis Yichei says like this. In Hukluk then, the cases where I took the I was carrying a jug of water, in Hukluk then, adam, the nafal aretz, the huzak chayv. The person went and tripped on the water, which is still on the floor, and he's chayav. Now, that's a tremendous kash on this. We spoke about the first week we gave a shir, that if someone puts a banana peel on Mishnah Sarabah, and a person trips on it, the halacha would be that if he landed, not on the banana peel, but he landed sort of on the floor, he landed on the, that's called the Kodesh Shmuel, Karka Elam is a kosher. So what's the case? Mine doesn't usually damage someone. The Mishnah is saying the halacha, and if I trip on the water, then if the person was mopping the floor, let's say it was himself, not a worker, was mopping the floor himself, and he created a situation where now it's slippery. So based on what we learned the first week, the Mechaber seems to say that if I put down a stone in Rosh Hashanah, the person trips on that stone, doesn't land on the actual stone, but lands on the ground next to the stone, the Mechaber seems to say that you're pumped. So what's trying to be, the Mechaber says, if I split on those, if that's a Mishnah, if a person slips on the water, here the halacha is that you have those two shtim. So the Snab asks and addresses the question, and he quotes the Tosis. Tosis asks the question, Tosis is a very interesting insight. Tosis says that the Shmuel path is, the place where the water is filled on, the Domi Lekaka. This is the new Svara, the Domi Lekaka. Now, the first don't really explain what the Pshat and Pesis is. Again, the Sma explains the Mechaber, the Sma in Sivkotin test, brings down this Pesis to Halacha. He has to explain the Pshloimim, in the Pshloimim, in the Tushir Pshloimim. He doesn't explain Mamash this part of Pesis, but he learns the insight of Shmuel, that a person has a responsibility on the Machot is Rav and Shmuel. The Machot Rav says that whenever I have a boar, dog down, hand fall, and the responsibility is only the heaven. Shmuel says, no, the Yichayim and Karkoim, you're responsible for the Chobot. If you get smashed on the bottom, you're responsible for it also. So Pshlomo explains, Pshat and Shmuel, is that the ground which I was Machshir to do a Hezek is more, it's not Karkoim. The fact that I turned this into a Mitzvah, I have a responsibility. So Chir, that's the swirl here, that the ground which is right underneath, where the bar is, if it's the ground next to it, I didn't touch that ground at all. Although, because I put something which could trip you, and now that could cause damage, that I have no responsibility. But the ground itself, right underneath the bar, that is a responsibility. Again, in Lomdus, it's not so simple to understand. But in my sense, Mavur like that, there's a difference between the ground next to the bar and the ground right underneath where the bar is. So if someone trips and falls on the water, again, we mentioned maybe different Turim or a person might be part of it, but the actual concept of that, whether or not there's a responsibility or not, if we were in terms of the past, if he tripped and landed in a place where the water, where it was wet, then I would have a responsibility. If I landed in a place where there is no water, then I would be part of it. And the Lomdus is not easy to understand, but there's based on Shlomo, there is a shtickle habon in this halacha. So if he lands not on the spot of water, if he lands, let me, I'm now, I'm the Baal HaBor, I'm wherever the water is. Wherever the water is, that place around where the water now is, could now trip someone. So I made that ground into a mavrik. That ground is a bin of a mavrik, so I have a responsibility. It doesn't make a difference how much ground. It makes a difference where I landed. If the person got damaged from the ground, which is underneath the water, then I have a responsibility. If they got damaged, it doesn't make a difference. I could have made a mile of oil, but if he falls not where the oil is, then I'm buffed. That's kaka. That's what we learned the first thing again. The chiddush of bar. So the bar is only a drama. It's a chiddush, and the count of the bar is very. It's a double dark, and it's hard to understand. But that's mavur. We said the Shulchan Aruch passes like that. That I put an oven down in Shisirabim, and I land not on the oven, but I land on the ground. Hotter of kaka. That's the way Machad of Haskins. So we mentioned a lot of Rishonim argue that Chazon Ish says it wants to say that maybe it's a Sreika Dina, but he doesn't pop us like Afkinim. At the end of the day, with Chayru, we pop. Someone asked me Friday. A similar shadow. Said a person had he bought his house and there was like small pebbles. His parking, his driveway was little small pebbles, gravel. And I guess when he comes in and out, sometimes some of the pebbles could go onto the sidewalk. And the kid was rollerblading, landed on the pebble, and fell and broke her head. So he had a responsibility of the dinner board. So Pashtas, according to this Mechaber which you mentioned, he didn't land on the pebble. The pebble caused you to trip. And it's Kaga Olam. Kipshute, Allah would be the potter. Again, we mentioned that there's maybe a Chazanish, that on your own Rishus, you don't have the Ptur of Kaga Olam. It's only Rishus Aravim you have the Ptur of Kaga Olam. And it's debatable what the sidewalk is, if it's Rishus Aravim, it's called Rishus Ayosh, so it's called Kaga Olam. But again, even that Chazanish, Shulte Gabern said before, that the Mechaber's Ptur of Kaga Olam is applicable even in Rishus Ayosh. Because you have a case of, the Chiyuvei HaTorah is very hard to actually Mechayev according to Torah, but if it's landed in the actual spot where the bar is, then there is a responsibility. So, Kepshute, let's go back to the case that we started on. A person had a trampoline, he put down the trampoline, and now it blew away and landed in a Shisarab. First the fence, and then that. But since we're getting late, we'll do the fence very quickly, and then we'll get to the part of Shisarab. The fence is actually a very interesting shaila because the mazik of age, which is the yichiyah would be the shas that's going, is not the mazik of bor, it's the mazik of age. And it's very important that it's the mazik of age. We'll see it's actually machloek is places in the rosh. If it's the mazik of age or the mazik of bor, if it would be the mazik of bor, you'd be potter because it's only kalim. It's a fence, it's only kalim. But even assuming that the mazik was age, that there's a chiyah on kalim, the tzad that it's potter is like this. The only chayah on age by ruch mitzvah. Only if a normal wind comes, I put something down. I have to expect a normal wind. If an extraordinary wind, a strong wind comes, then I'm pumped. So it's interesting, Shiloh, what happens over here when you put down a trampoline and you expect it to be there for a very long time. And over that amount of time, there's an expectation that a strong wind will come. You leave it there for 10 years, a strong wind over that time. Is that called the Ruch Mitzvah, Klapi, the thing that I put down, or called the Ruch Shein Mitzvah? So the truth is that put in, Mr. Zilberstein, bringing the Shein, he asked this Kara Shaila to Yashiv, and he said it's possible because that's called the Ruch Shein Mitzvah. The Torah was only Mechayiv me on a Ruch Mitzvah. Any Ruch, anything, even though it's expected to come over a duration of time, it's called the Ruch Shein Mitzvah, and it's possible. And we'll leave that oneness of the Eishma. But if it arrived in Rosh Hashanah, so it depends. If the thing, the piece got mangled, and it's sitting in Rosh Hashanah, he can't put back together his trampoline. He has no expectation to pick up that piece in order to make back his trampoline. So that would be a thorough case of Nafkin Nizokov Achanafilos Oinis. He's not responsible for the fact that it blew, based on the soil which you just said. So he has no responsibility. So if he plans on taking back the piece and remaking his thing, he wasn't Nafkin, then it's his moment. Once he became aware that it was there, he would be responsible. But if it was just sitting in Rosh Hashanah, and at this point, he has nothing to do with that piece, The smart seems to say they don't have to say lehegi amafke, they don't have to go between shloishin and amafke. As long as it's something which the expectation was, he's not going to take anymore. That's called mafke nazok and nachav afilas einus. And in that case, he would be potter. He would not be chiv of the button. He would be chiv b'deishamayin for him to go ahead and to remove it. But there wouldn't be a chiv b'dinei odom for him to go ahead and to remove it. And if someone trips him, that'd be potter. Now he mentioned that if someone else did it's an ad and came by and he realized it's mamash snack and someone's going to trip on it, so he moved it to the side. He is responsible. Even though in the Samaya, the ability of it to cause the damage, that's the thing that comes out from the Gemara and the test which we saw today, the Gemara like this. Haifa has a goal of a Shusarab. Someone picks up the goal, which is placed in Shusarab, moves it by Hem Acha, someone else got damaged, the Gemara of the test in the days. Chayib in this good. On the laws of the Shanosh and the Skab, and this man, and when it's done, listen and pop. If I put this goal in Shusarab, which is a Zevel, is in Shusarab, and I move and I from the Skab to the Zeichen, then I'm responsible for Napa and pop. But Mavur comes out from this halacha, and at a time, so quickly, that, and it's Mavur and the Goyes, the Shri, that if there's Zevel sitting in Shusarab, which I made a bird, it's my Zevel, I put a bird in Shusarab. If someone else picks it up, it's considered as if he made it, that there's no bar anymore. He moved it Gimel Tzvachim. If he picked it up Gimel Tzvachim, the Red Street move over, even if he moved it to the side Gimel Tzvachim. At the point where it got moved out of its original place, at that point it's not a bar anymore. Because the original bar he had a responsibility for. The fact that someone else now moved it, that's not a responsibility anymore. And the male of the second person who moved it over, he's the one who's created a bar. It's as if there was a bar, it got filled up, the old bar doesn't exist anymore. And I made a new bar right next to it. And it's less likely that someone's going to do it. The fact that it's less likely that hezek is going to happen doesn't absolve me from the fact that I also was a kereya bar. The fact that the first person had a responsibility, even if the person would have had a responsibility, let's say it was not a mafter, but he was mafter. And he had a responsibility. The fact that I was picked it up already, or I moved it to Gimel Tochen, it's not his part anymore. He didn't create this part. The fact that I put it down, even if I was in the smayet, the chances of someone else closing hezek, and though the person was doing, he meant to do a mitzvah, he was trying to probably bring the mitzvah out of Rishas Harab. If someone sees something in Rishas Harab and moves it over, he has to do the mitzvah the right way. You have to also make a situation where he's not going to create any possibility for someone to get damaged. Just by the mere fact that you tried to be in the smayet, the mazik is not enough of the swar of the poetry. And in such a case, the person put it down, the first person, although he was technically also a Kareya Bor, but the fact that that Bor got stuffed from it got filled up because the person took away that Bor, then the Halacha would be that the second person would be Chayav and the first person would be Potter. So next week we'll go through the concept of Machin is also Machin Filas Pshir, Machin Filas how it pertains to if someone's tree falls into his neighbor, if they're responsible to remove it or not.
This is the whole concept of what's causing it to cause damage, so you have a ready to take away.